You have heard, no doubt, of Neanderthal Man, Peking Man, Nebraska Man, and others who were supposed to be evolutionary predecessors of modern man. But have you heard of Cheddar Man? His story is coming up on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Around the world are many examples of fossilized or semi-fossilized human remains. These are often referred to as prehistoric, but this is a word that should give pause for thought for any Bible-minded Christian. The word history refers to a timeline of humanity, but since this began with Adam, there can have been no prehistoric humans. One such ancient human from my home country, England, is Cheddar Man. Contrary to what you might expect, he did not, as far as we know, eat a lot of cheese. His remains were found in a cave in Cheddar Gorge in Somerset, England. He was originally discovered in 1903 and is dated, by evolutionary means, to about 10,000 years. This date does not, of course, fit the biblical timescale, which we use as our absolute standard. The reason for our recent interest in Cheddar Man is that some DNA was extracted from one of his teeth, and the resulting genome determination told us that this first ever Briton had blue eyes, dark curly hair, and dark skin. Although we ascribe most fossils to the sedimentation caused by the flood, most of the human fossils found, we would suggest, were formed after the flood. In fact, such semi-preserved remains as Cheddar Man probably came from migrating refugees from the Tower of Babel incident, reported in Genesis 11. It would not be a surprise to us, therefore, that this man had dark skin, as selection for lighter skin colours would only occur in later generations. Once again, therefore, the Bible has a better explanation than secular science.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.